turundusuudised .
Mental trends prediction for 2017, and one of them was that the focus will be more on cultural social responsibility. And there were interesting talks that Mintel told that that European countries make up 4 of the top 5 countries in the terms of UNESCO World Heritage Sites. It means Italy, Spain, France, and Germany. But on the other side, it's difficult that the cost of conserving and renovating and paying for the general upkeep of the monuments, it's really high, and it's very difficult to get funding, because there are predictions also that the big funding from European Union that used to be the for the Creative Europe part, circa 1.3 billion euros, will be probably cancelled in the future, so that the site owners really need some other sources, and they are looking towards the big brands to help them. And then also one of the part of the trends is the big migration that has been really during 2015 almost twice than year before, and the kind of highest ever, I think, or not ever, but from 60s or something, 1.9 million new people in living in Europe. And this is also creating a lot of tension between the current people and the new ones and so on. On the other side, giving a lot of opportunities for brands, supporting locally all the developments. And and let's also that Mintel concludes it saying that 20% of UK customers think that big national brands and change should play a bigger role in local communities. And also almost half of the customers say that ethics and behavior have an impact of the purchasing. So if the companies are ethical, they prefer to buy these type of things. So how would you comment this trend?
Oh, wow. Yeah, there were lots of things in one.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
From immigration to restoration of monuments. Yes. But again, it's we can see that trend as well. And if you look at young people, and I hate actually to say young people think this and young people think that. They're all individuals, just like you and I. But what we can see is, what I find to be very interesting is, like, I mean, you talked about the grassroots things, you know, in the 70s, you know, that people wanted to, you know, be more of corporate, not corporate citizens, but, you know, take interest in politics, et cetera, et cetera. But I think it's today, if you look at it, it's, again, if you want to be proud working for a certain company or something, giving back to society is something that has become, I mean, it used to be a few years ago, people talked about CSR, right?
Yeah.
And we do this and that, and people were like, oh, it's no use working with this, just greenwashing, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Suddenly, with this transparency coming in, you can see that consumers had much more power, and that you could build a reputation or a brand that could be destroyed, you know, within a few days. You know, people, you know, told about certain brands, oh, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't work for them, you know, you shouldn't buy the products, et cetera. So today, I think it's almost like a hygiene factor to be able to talk about how do we contribute to society in one way or another. And I think also what's really interesting is, like, if you take educational companies, then they look, okay, how could we maybe improve education? It could be like, for example, with these people that come from other countries. I mean, that you incorporate it with your normal business, if you see what I mean. Not just that, we just send some money to the Red Cross. What I find to be so interesting is that today you try to put together that, you know, maybe your employees could do something, that you give them time, that they still get paid, but they could take like maybe 1 or 2 days off a year and work on a project that the company is sponsoring, you know, to make sure that you get like much more of an individual motivation, or like the individual in himself or herself can contribute. That is something I found to be very different. And also I can see that it's very attractive that we do something that is a little bit higher than ourselves, that we want really to contribute. I can see that happening a lot. So, but when it comes to restoration of monuments, I haven't seen it, for example, in Sweden that much, because we have a bit of a different society, I would say. But when you look about immigration, we can see lots and lots of companies saying that, okay, you know what, we can see really opportunities here, but we need to make sure that we have some places here for people who just came to Sweden, you know, in order to contribute to society, that we can contribute with work, because in the long run, we're going to need all these people because Europe is the aging man in the world, because we have populations that are going to be dying out unless we get more people in, because we don't have as much babies as we need. We are like Japan, but a few years behind them, but this is what's happening. But I would say this corporate social responsibility has become much more of so many more companies' DNA. And it's something that you almost take for granted. It's like if you're a company and you don't really care about the society itself, it's quite weird. And I think what's happening as well is really interesting. Is this, where do companies pay tax? You know, with the tax evasion, that's something that people actually start to look into. And, you know, it's been tough for some companies realizing that, okay, you know, if we want people to buy, you know, our products in this country, we need to pay tax here as well, you know, that we need to be good corporate citizens. So things have changed a lot, and you know, with transparency and you know, with bribes, etc., etc., etc.
Absolutely.
We haven't come, you know, all the way, but I can really see it changing. And also with the power that comes, you know, to the consumers, means that there's lots of power as well within the employees, that you want to be proud, you want to work for, you know, a company that, you know, do the right stuff. So we can see it happening. It sometimes goes a bit slowly, but I mean, if you look at these very modern, cool companies, if you look at Tesla, for example, right? You think about the car, electric car, that's quite fancy. But working there, they say, no, it's not just the cars. We want to solve the energy situation for the world, you know? I mean, it's, and that's quite interesting. If you work there, you're going to be at the forefront, you know, solving the energy situation. If you look at Google, what do they say? You know, we want to democratize the whole process, everything that's been written or printed, to make it available for anybody. I mean, that is a democratization process. So it is quite cool. But then, unfortunately, still bad things are happening in the world, definitely. But I would say the attitude has really changed from CSR and looking at it as something a bit apart from your own business, that you much more integrate it. And again, if you look at small companies, I can see lots of small companies contributing to the community, like the small community where you operate from. And that's quite interesting, using your own employees and also encouraging them, saying, okay, how do you think that we could, you know, improve society? It could actually be the house next door. I mean, you know, how is there something we could contribute, you know, to make a nicer environment around us? Or And there are so many initiatives popping up from your own employees, and maybe, you know, you can pick up on that one, saying, okay, this is what, how we, you know, focus our efforts, and also to do something that is in line with your own business.
Absolutely.
Because it's much easier than, always much more sense. You can do it much more on a long term than just a one-off.
I really hope that this trend will come to Estonia as well. We have different situation with the immigrants, as the amount is very low. We are not very much welcoming them, unfortunately.
No.
And that's why there are just a few companies trying to incorporate them, because there are just not enough of the people whom we actually would like to need. And
no.
Also, I don't see yet the restoration part. So I see that there is probably a need growing, but currently we see more that our state is still investing a lot into kind of new museums and
yeah,
renovations, and also pouring in European money, not from the Creative Europe Fund, but from the different structural funds. So it seems that I do hope, and I do think that really the companies need to push more. But I think that the idea you gave, that maybe it's better to use the employer's energy or employees' energy to do something better, would be more maybe kind of creating more value than just a corporation deciding that, okay, today we are going to support children's hospital, we are sending them some gifts, and that's it, we are done. So I would like them to go more in and to really, really try to achieve some change.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully, and again, I mean, everybody wants, you know, think it sounds nice with a better world, etc. But again, to raise motivation, I mean, for example, some companies in Sweden, they do homework with people, kids in certain areas that the parents might not even speak, you know, Swedish. And it's quite hard to do your homework if it's in Swedish, you know, that. And then you encourage your own staff and say, okay, you get paid these hours, but you sign up you know, that you do that, let's say, 4 hours a month or something, you know. And very often that gives much more back to the employees. Absolutely. And that motivation. And I would say on a bigger level, I think, you know, the problem in Sweden is that we get so segregated that we talk about all these immigrants, but you can be in Stockholm in certain parts and you don't even see them, you know, the immigrants. And so suddenly, so I would say, you know, again, if people meet people, realizing that at the end of the day, we're all people, you know, and realizing that, my God, can I help you in one way or another, opening up my network or, you know. So again, and it's quite, it's a bit of a scary trend right now, much more nationalistic and, you know, non-European, et cetera, et cetera. We're not going to be political in this program, but it's just sometimes the winds might be blowing the wrong direction. And but still, at the end of the day, we're going to need everybody because, you know, there are not enough babies. But I think there's so many things happening with the digitalization, the urbanization. There's so many things going on for the moment. And the world is a bit much more unknown for many more people. And we don't really know what kind of competence will be, you know, the right competence in the future. And will my job still exist, etc. So, of course, there's lots of fear out there. And that's always a bit dangerous. So I think sometimes then, again, you need to go back to the grassroots. Okay, what can we do as a company? What can we do with our employees? What are the motivators today? What do people actually really do today? Is that something we can sponsor on a local level to raise engagement and motivation?
Absolutely.
And to be proud that we do something. But it takes courage. And also it takes, again, like you said, a long-term plan. Because people can say, okay, we'll do that next year. We don't have time now. We have to have our business plan. We have to fulfill it, etc. But I think it walks hand in hand quite a lot.